This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. One of the world's most unusual pieces of art is not in a museum, but rather on public display along the shores of the Great Salt Lake in Utah. It's called the Spiral Jetty. It's environmental art created by the late artist Robert Smithson about 30 years ago. Reporter James Nelson joined those making the long trek to view the work again.
It's visible from the air. Astronauts have spotted it from outer space, but those are chance glimpses. For most, viewing the spiral jetty is a long, earthly journey. Over 15 miles of bumpy gravel road along the shore of the Great Salt Lake, 2 hours north of Salt Lake City, Robert Smithson's outdoor canvas comes into view. Under a blue sky, the strange coil of the jetty appears in the lake bed. Piles of black basalt rocks covered with salt crystals, jutting 1,500 feet from the shoreline, then curling back in a 15-foot counterclockwise spiral, an earthly tranquility.
You've parked your car, it's still another quarter-mile walk to get around the corner, but at a certain point you come around the corner and if Spiral Jetty is visible, you see it right there, and it's just incredible to see it.
Art historian Hikmet Lowe has studied the spiral jetty for decades. It's one of the best-known products of the so-called Earth Art Movement of the 60s and 70s, when some artists viewed Earth as canvas and pedestal for monumental work. Smithson was also an expressionist painter and often wrote about art. He made a film about the spiral jetty featuring the view from an overhead helicopter and the artist's own recital.
From the center of the spiral jetty, north, mud, salt crystals, rocks, water. North by east, mud, salt crystals, rocks, water.
Yes, it was hands-on. Everything that was done with the jetty, he wanted to be there to direct, you could say, almost where every rock was placed.
Robert Phillips managed the construction of the jetty in 1970. He remembers Smithson's piercing eyes, his pacing back and forth, in the sense the artist knew exactly what he wanted.
There was a natural platform up above the work there, and he would stand up there and watch, and then if he saw something he wanted to change, he would almost run down the hillside and change the alignment of a stake or tell Boozy something that he wanted to change and talk for a while and walk out in the water, and then he'd turn around and hike back up the hill and do that again.
At the time, curious art fans made the long journey to the desert sea. But in the art world, the work was met with skepticism. Nathan Winters is the former chairman of the Department of Art at the University of Utah.
It was a challenging thing for people. First of all, this is a crackpot. What in the world is a guy building a thing out into a lake out of boulders?
2 years after construction, the jetty began to disappear beneath the rising waters of the lake. Excessive rain and snow submerged the jetty for nearly 20 years until nature's baptism was complete. The Great Salt Lake is receding now after years of drought, exposing the jetty at low water and changing it. Robert Smithson can't witness the reemergence. He died 3 years after completing the jetty. But Nathan Winters believes he would have loved it.
When it's high water, it becomes a shadowy, deep blue underneath about 6 feet of water at that point. And it's equally mysterious at that point. What is that big blue thing out there? And so when it submerges, when it emerges, it's a beautiful thing to see. I think he would love it.
The work was once surrounded by red algae waters. It's now more often perched on dry land. It's more accessible, and the black basalt rocks are white with salt crystals, prompting debate over the sculpture's future.
And people, environmentalists and art lovers, debate back and forth to keep restoring this and put it back the way it was originally before the lake worked on it. That's wrong thinking, because Smithson wanted it to interact with nature.
The Spiral Jetty is owned by an Earth Art Preservation Group in New York. Officials there say they're keeping an eye on the earthwork, and they have no plans to change it. So the Spiral Jetty remains coiled in its remote province. Intriguing to an increasing number of people making the odyssey to see it. For NPR News, I'm James Nelson in Salt Lake City.
And if you don't quite yet have a mental image of the spiral jetty, you can see pictures as well as more of Robert Smithson's environmental art at our website, npr.org.